Transforming a tragedy of historic proportions into literature is daunting, and all the more so for one who lived through it. As a young American soldier in World War II, writer Kurt Vonnegut witnessed the firebombing of Dresden. It would take 23 years for publication of his darkly funny satire, Slaughterhouse-Five. On the eve of the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, Morning Edition completes a series on artists who take time to come to terms with cataclysmic events. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with Kurt Vonnegut.
Deep in the cellar of Slaughterhouse No. 5, deep in the heart of Dresden, Private Vonnegut and his fellow American POWs lived out the night of February 13, 1945, as Germany's loveliest city was turned to ash. Tens of thousands perished that night in Dresden, destruction on the scale of Hiroshima. Kurt Vonnegut tried to write about it almost immediately, but found both the details and the meaning of the event eluded him.
Because you can't remember pure nonsense. It was pure nonsense, the pointless destruction of that city. And I just couldn't get it right as I kept writing crap, as they say.
20 years and many pages later, and still no closer to the truth of that terrible event, Kurt Vonnegut paid a visit to an old Army buddy named Bernard O'Hare.
And just having him help me remember some interesting stuff, and his wife was listening to us, Mary O'Hare, and she blew her top because we were trying to think up nifty war movie stuff, you know, because there'd been a lot of war movies, so I could make some money after all. And she blew up, and she said, "You were nothing but babies then." And that was the key, really, is that war is, in fact, fought by children, not by Frank Sinatra and Duke Wayne. And I started all over again, and I thought of a subtitle for the book, which was The Children's Crusade.
In the book, when Mary O'Hare charges you with aiming to write a book that would star, you know, Frank Sinatra, you're startled.
Well, we all came home, you know, with stories, and we were all selling them. I think the first one of us was Andy Rooney, who jumped into print, and he wrote a book called Air Gunner, which I don't know whether it's in print now, but we had just been teenagers, early 20s, and had seen real stuff, you know, death, explosions, fire, all that, and we all wanted to cash it one way or another and tell a story. And what Mary O'Hare was saying, in effect, is, why don't you tell the truth for a change?
Hmm.
But anyway, about the remembering or not remembering, part of it was a fashion set by Ernest Hemingway in a story, I think it's called A Soldier's Home. And this was from the First World War, and it was very rude to ask him what he'd seen when he got back home. I think a lot of people clammed up when a civilian would ask about battle or anything. It was fashionable. And one reason it's unspeakable, of course, is that war is murder. And war veterans have committed murder, and that's a rather serious thing to do.
And when you say, about Ernest Hemingway and other writers, it was fashionable to not speak of it, that fashion would have to do with, in some sense, romanticizing it, or we're silent men who've lived, done heroic things?
Well, it would be the most impressive way to tell your war story is to refuse to tell it. Civilians would have to imagine all kinds of deeds of derring do, And they probably wouldn't,
in fact, imagine something like what is in Slaughterhouse 5, a group of schoolgirls being boiled to death.
Yes, well, it was Dresden, the whole city was burned down, and it was a British atrocity, not ours, as they were night bombers, and they came in and set the whole town on fire with a new kind of incendiary bomb. And so everything organic, except my little PW group, was consumed by fire. And it was a military experiment to find out if you could burn a whole city down by scattering incendiaries all over it. Of course, as prisoners of war, we dealt hands-on with dead Germans, digging them out of basements because they'd suffocated there, and take them to a huge funeral pyre. And I heard, I didn't see it done, but finally they gave up this procedure because it was too slow, and of course the city was starting to smell pretty bad. They sent in guys with flamethrowers.
When you wrote Slaughterhouse 5, you tried to look up some information about Dresden after the war and was told most of the information was still secret, government information. And you, in the book, say, secret from whom?
Oh, I said that. Good for me.
You did. And it was the natural reaction, I should imagine, of someone who'd been there. Yeah. And it got me wondering, was there something about the time, 1969, of course the Vietnam War was in full swing, that freed you to write the book?
I think it not only freed me, I think it freed writers, because the Vietnam War made our leadership and our motives so scruffy and essentially stupid that we could finally talk about something bad that we did to the worst people imaginable, the Nazis. And what I saw, what I had to report, made war look so ugly. You know, the truth it can be really powerful stuff if you're not expecting it.
Writer Kurt Vonnegut. His Slaughterhouse 5 became an instant bestseller when it was published in 1969. Kurt Vonnegut's sad, funny, and bitter book has since become an anti-war classic. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.